Describe a successful sports person you admire.
Should students have physical education and do sports at school? For sure. Young people have so much energy, and sports is one of the best ways to move this energy. It's so common for students to go out into the yard and play sports in their breaks, and it's because it helps them to move this energy, but also takes their minds off of their studies and the stresses of everyday life. They can just focus on what they have to do in the game. However, there are students who really don't like to do PE.
Most teachers at school won't allow the students to not participate.
In order to pass the class, they must join in. Therefore, these students don't have a choice and must be involved, even if they really don't want to. But I think if they try to have fun, rather than see it as a competition, they could really enjoy themselves. What qualities make an athlete? Athletes must be hardworking, focused, committed, and determined. In terms of being hardworking, this is about pushing themselves every single day, not missing one day of practice. For example, even if they are really tired and don't want to go. This is where the focus and commitment comes in. People who want to be an athlete have to have a goal and focus on that goal. Maybe the goal is competing in the Olympics. And so every day when they go to train, they have to have this goal in their mind and stay focused on it and committed to it. Finally, determination is key too. This is definitely a quality of a strong mind, a person who refuses to give up, even if they had a bad day, such as a runner who is trying to reach a personal best but can't seem to do it. If they are determined to improve and they don't give up, they will absolutely make it. Is talent important in sports? Talent is important, but it's not everything. I mean, some sports players don't fit the profile, but they still become exceptional at their sport. For example, in our country, there's a really good sprinter named Su Bingtian. Many people believe that Asians aren't naturally good at running, but Su has bagged championship titles multiple times in high-level sprinting events worldwide. It's not so much about his exceptional talent. It's more about his dedication and extraordinary effort that make him stand out. So I suppose that being naturally good at something is only part of what makes an athlete successful. To truly succeed, you also need to love the sport and work hard at it. Even with natural talent, one may not succeed without these key ingredients. Is it easy to identify children's talents? Generally speaking, I think it is. You can tell who's good at something and who's not. For example, even among 4-year-old children, some can already make pictures better than grown-ups, while others may struggle to draw a basic circle. So you can easily identify who has a natural talent for drawing. However, sometimes people develop the skills over time. So maybe at the beginning, when they first start playing a sport, for instance, they aren't so skilled and they don't stand out. But after years of hard work and dedication, they manage to become the best in the game. I'm sure this is the case for many famous sports stars today. What is the most popular sport in your country? It seems to me that basketball is the most popular sport. Chinese people love the NBA, and most boys really love playing and watching basketball. I think when Yao Ming got drafted to the NBA way back in 2002, it was a very special day for Chinese people, because they could see that it was actually possible to play in that competition. It also encouraged more and more Chinese people to follow the sport, and it rose in popularity and remains incredibly popular in China today, with basketball courts found everywhere in parks and schools across cities. Why are there few top athletes? I think there are only a few top athletes because to reach the highest level of a sport requires a lot of different factors. First of all, it takes hours of practice and discipline starting from a young age. Honestly, not many people can stick with something for decades like that. Second, it normally requires a lot of money. Athletes need to hire coaches, pay for competitions, pay for equipment, invest in their recovery, and invest in injury prevention through physiotherapy, etc. Then, they will need to dedicate their entire life to their sport. After all, you don't become a top athlete overnight. However, the reality is that many people might find it more feasible to pursue stable careers in other fields instead of risking their entire lives in the pursuit of sports excellence. So this is why top athletes are relatively rare.